I want to thank the Lord for another opportunity to come to share God's word with you.
我很感谢神又给此又给我一次机会来到这里分享他的话语。
And I just want to let brothers and sisters know that our church has been praying together with you for Pastor Alex.
我想让大家知道，就是我们的教会也同时呢和你们教会一起为Alex 长老、刘长老祷告。
At least every Wednesday night at our church prayer meeting, we remember our brother in prayer.
我们知道，在我们教会每周三晚上，我们有个祷告会。我们在祷告会上呢，每次都会为刘长老祷告。
Today, because this is a communion Sunday, I would like to share with you on the topic, the Lamb of God.
因为今天是我们圣餐日，那我要跟大家分享的主题呢，就是神的羔羊。
And as we reflect on this topic, I would like to just read one verse.
那我们在思考这段这个话题主题的时候呢，我要给大家读一段经文。
This verse is John chapter 1, verse 29.
这段经文是从约翰一章二十九节。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
约翰一章二十九节，次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here this morning to worship you.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你把我们聚集在这里，一起来敬拜你。
Father, may we worship you in spirit and in truth.
父啊，愿我们以我们的真实和灵一同来敬拜你。
And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be in complete control of this worship service.
父啊，我祷告，希望你的圣灵能够完全的在我们的敬拜当中。
And not only teach us what we need to learn from your word, but may your word transform us.
不仅仅是说我们要学习你的话语，你要教导我们的话语，但是更希望你的话语能够改变我们。
That we might truly live our lives for Jesus.
那这样我们就能够把我们的生命真正的活出来。
We commit this time now into your hands.
我们把接下来时间完全的承托给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. The Bible gives many references about the Lamb of God.
那在圣经上呢，已经给了很多就是关于神的羔羊的一些参考。
Some that are more representational, some that are direct.
他们其中呢，有一些呢是具有一些代表性的。另外呢是比较直接的。
And today I want to reflect on three statements in the Bible that refer to Jesus as the Lamb of God.
那今天我要分享的呢是在圣经上呢有三处陈述，就是关于神的羔羊的。
The first one is more representational, the other two are direct.
第一个陈述呢是比较有代表性的，另外两个呢是比较直接的。
The first statement is, where is the lamb?
那第一个陈述就是羔羊在哪里。
This was the question that was asked by Isaac in the book of Genesis in the Old Testament.
这同样的问题呢，其实呢，在旧约，创世纪里面已经被以撒问过同样的问题。
In Genesis chapter 22, God told Abraham to take his son, Isaac, his only son, the son whom he loved.
在创世纪二十二章当中，神告诉亚伯拉罕，叫亚伯拉罕呢要把他唯一的独生子以撒，他的爱子
，and sacrifice him as a burnt offering to God.
要把他的独生爱子呢献给神，作为一个燔祭。
And one reason God commanded this of Abraham was to test whether Abraham's love for his son exceeded his love for God.
那其中第一个目的呢，神要这样做呢，他就是想试探一下亚伯拉罕，是不是对他孩子的爱已经超过了对神的爱。
Of course, God already knew, but this was so that Abraham would know.
但是呢，神呢，当然神已经知道亚伯拉罕的爱，但是通过这样的试探呢，就是能够让亚伯拉罕他自己也知道他对神的爱。
Abraham did not know that it was just a test.
当然亚伯拉罕是不知道这是一个试探。
And yet he responded in obedience.
但是他的反应呢是顺服神。
And here in Genesis chapter 22, verses 6 to 8, we see Abraham going with Isaac up the mountain, to sacrifice Isaac.
我们看到在创世纪二章六节，看到亚伯拉罕呢带着他的儿子来到山上。
In Genesis 22, 6 to 8, it says, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together.
创世纪二十二章六节，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己拿着自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对他的父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羔羊羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。
Isaac asked, "Where is the lamb?"
以撒就问他，就问他的父亲说，羊羔在哪里呢
？For the burnt offering sacrifice.
要做燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
？A simple question.
很简单的一个问题。
But Isaac did not realize the far-reaching significance of that question.
以撒当时并没有意识到就是这个问题的重要性。
Abraham responded, "God Himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering."
亚伯拉罕的回答是说，神自己会预备献祭的羔羊的。
A simple statement.
这是一个很简单的一个陈述。
But Abraham did not realize at that time the far-reaching significance of that statement.
但同样，亚伯拉罕在当时也没有意识到，就是他所说的这段话的重要性。
And the primary reason that God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac was this.
那神让亚伯拉罕要献祭的最主要的一个理由是
，It was not only to impress upon him the extent of the sacrifice that Abraham was making，
并不是说并不是说让他要不是说不仅是要让亚伯拉罕知道他要做出的牺牲的程度
，But so that Abraham would later have a glimpse。Of the extent of the sacrifice that God the Father would make in the giving of His Son, His only Son, the Son whom He loved.
但是更重要的是，可以让他亚伯拉罕体会到神将来赐他儿子时所做出他唯一的爱子所做出的牺牲程度。
We remember when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17.
我们记得就是当时耶稣被施洗约翰施洗的时候，在马太福音三章十七节。
And it says that there was a voice from heaven, which represents the voice of God the Father.
当时说有声音从天上下来，这就是代表是神父的声音。
And the voice said this.Is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
那这个声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
For anyone who is in Christ,
对任何人已经在基督里面的人来说
，This is the only reason why God is pleased with us.
这是唯一的一个原因理由，神为我们而喜悦。
Because He is pleased with His Son.
因为他是为他的儿子所喜悦的。
Always pleased with his son.
他总是一直为他的儿子喜悦。
And through this incident with Isaac.
那通过这段对和那个以撒的这件事情。
Abraham at least would have some understanding of what God would later do in the sacrifice of his only beloved son.
那通过以撒的这件事情呢，亚伯拉罕呢，至少会有一些，就是在以后，神牺牲他自己亲生独子的这件事情呢，会有一定的理解。
And it must have been in reference to this event of Abraham and Isaac that Jesus, about 2,000 years later, when he was on earth, said to the Jewish religious leaders.
也同样呢，就是在两千多年以后，耶稣对这些犹太的宗教领袖所说的话呢，其实呢也能够给一些当时这亚伯拉罕和以撒的这些事情呢，其实也是一个参照。
In John 8:56, Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad."
在约翰福音八章五十六节说。你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。
And what happened to Isaac? Abraham had a glimpse of the Savior that God would graciously provide.
那当时亚伯拉罕和以撒的献祭的这件事情呢，其实呢，就给了我们一点就让我们看到了一些当时的情景。
But before the knife came down on Isaac, God stopped Abraham.
但是呢，在那个亚伯拉罕的刀挥向以撒之前，神阻止了亚伯拉罕。
The Bible tells us that at just the right time, God provided a substitute for Isaac, a male sheep, to be sacrificed in his place.
那圣经告诉我们，就在那个时候，神供应了一个供应了另外一个代替品，供应了为以撒代供应了一个代替品，就是一头公羊来代替以撒。
And the substitute that God provided to be sacrificed instead of Isaac is a representation of Jesus.
那当时神供应给的代替品，为以撒而为以撒而献祭的代替品呢，其实是代表了耶稣基督。
The true Lamb of God who was yet to come.
这就是即将要来的真正的神的羔羊。
Who at just the right time would die on the cross as a sacrifice for us for our sins.
在一个恰当的时候，这头羔羊呢，为我们的罪死在了十字架之上。
As it says in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, but when the time had fully come, meaning at just the right time, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
在加勒太四章四节说，以致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生。且身在律法以下，要把律法以下的赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
At just the right time, God gave His Son to redeem, to purchase us with His blood, to save us from our sins.
就在这个恰当之时，神给了我们他唯一的独子，来赎买我们，来拯救我们。
That we might have the right to become the children of God.
那我们就有这个权利成为神的儿子。
The next statement that I want to look at is, "Look, the Lamb of God."
那下一个陈述，我希望大家能看的是，就是看哪，神的羔羊。
Isaac asked, "Where is the Lamb?"
以撒问道，哪羔羊在哪里
？You could say that his question was answered by John the Baptist when he said of Jesus. 2,000 years later.
我们可以这样说，就是以撒当时的问题呢，其实在两千多年以后被施洗约翰回答了。
In John 1:29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
约翰一书约翰一章29节说，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去了世人罪孽的。”
Our greatest problem in the present, and particularly for eternity, is that we are all sinners before a holy and righteous God.
那我们当今最大的问题，就是对永生的问题，就是我们在这位。圣洁和正义的神面前，我们都是罪人。
And we are unacceptable to Him unless our sins are completely forgiven.
除非我们的罪是被完完全全的赦免， 那么我们是没有办法被他接受的。
Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
This means that we fall short of his perfect standard.
这就是指我们在神的完美的要求面前，我们亏缺了。
It also means that we fall short of who God is.
我们这也是指呢，在这位伟大的神面前呢，我们也是亏缺了。
We know that God is holy. We fall short of God's holiness.
我们知道神是神圣的，在他的神圣面前，我们是亏缺的。
We fall short of God's justice.
我们在他的正义面前是亏缺的。
We also fall short of God's love and grace and mercy.
我们在他的爱和恩典和怜悯之下也是亏缺的。
This is why we fall short of God's glory.
这就是我们亏我们为什么我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the penalty or consequences for our sins is eternal separation from God in hell.
那我们的罪的我们罪的惩罚呢，就是我们与神呢永远有永远的分离了。
And we see in Romans 6:23, for the wages or the penalty of sin is death, not only physical but also eternal death.
我们在罗马书六章二十三节看到，就是罪的工价乃是死，不仅仅是我们身体上的死，而且是永远的死。
But the gift of God.Is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
但是唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Jesus is the only way for our sins to be forgiven.
耶稣是唯一的道路，我们的罪能够被赦免。
And it is because of the love of God that he has given us his beloved son.
正是因为神的爱，他给了我们他唯一的独子。
And it says, as it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
在约翰三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And when we receive Jesus, our sins, past, present, and future, will be completely removed from us.
当我们接受了主耶稣，那我们过去、现在和以后的罪呢，就完完全全的被除去了。
And this is what it means: who takes away the sin of the world.
这就是这句话所说的，就是除去了世人罪孽的这个意思。
This is true for all who will believe in Jesus.
这对所有信耶稣基督的人来说都是真实的。
Our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west.
我们的罪呢，就远离我们，就像东离西这么远。
Which is an infinite distance.
这就是一个完全没有是不可测量的一个距离。
Psalm 103:12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us."
诗篇一百零三章十二节说，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
The Bible says that God remembers our sins no more.
圣经上说，神不再记得我们的罪。
Not because God has a bad memory.
不是因为说神的记性不好。
But because when we receive Christ, all our sins are forgiven.
而是因为当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，那一刻的时候，我们所有的罪都赦免了。
And not even one sin can be held against us any longer.
我们不再受任何一个罪而谴责。
That's why the Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
所以圣经上说，在对那些在主耶稣基督里的人来说，不会再有谴责。
Jeremiah 31:34 is a prophecy of Jeremiah of what happens when Jesus comes. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
我们的先知耶利米说过，因为我们要赦免他们的罪，不再纪念他们的罪恶。
We see also Hebrews 9:26 that says, Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself.
希伯来书九章二十六节说，如果是这样，他从创世以来就必多次 受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
The context of this verse is that the sacrifice of Jesus is superior to all the Old Testament sacrifices because they were temporary, they were incomplete.
那这段经文的内容呢，是指就是耶稣的献祭呢，比起我们在旧约圣经里说到的献祭呢。是更重要，因为旧约里的献祭呢，都是临时的，是不完全的。
But his sacrifice is final because he is the Lamb of God. He is God come in the flesh.
但是耶稣的祭呢，是最终的，因为他是神的羔羊，是神化成肉身。
Last night I was in one of our Bible studies, and a young man asked me a question.
那昨天晚上呢，我们在查经小组的时候，有个年轻的人问我。
He says, "What is the significance of the Roman government crucifying Jesus, and what significance does that have to his crucifixion for the world?"
那就他就问这个问题，就是当时罗马政府呢，就是那个把耶稣钉十字架的这件事情，对世界来说是重要性是什么？
And I told him what is truly significant is not who crucified Jesus.
但是我告诉他呢，其实最重要的呢，是不是说谁把耶稣钉了十字架？
What is truly significant is who was crucified.
最重要的呢，是谁被钉了十字架？
That the one who was crucified is both God and man.
那个被钉十字架的是神化成人。
So that his sacrifice is an eternal one.
所以他的牺牲是永远的
，and eternally will cleanse us of our sins.
是永永远远的把我们的罪给消除了。
And John said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
那约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
As we look at the Lamb of God, what do we see?
那我们当我们看这神的羔羊的时候，我们看到了什么呢
？We see the love of God.
我们看到了神的爱。
The Lamb of God exposes to us the heart of God, which is love.
那这个神的羔羊呢，让我们看到了神的心，神的内心，这就是爱。
Because of love, he came down to earth and was despised and rejected by men.
正是因为这个爱，他来到了世上，但是呢，却被人弃绝了。
Because of love, he was beaten until the Bible says he was unrecognizable.
正是因为他的爱。他被鞭打，直到我们认不出他为止。
It was because of love that he carried his cross toward Golgotha until he collapsed.
正是因为他的爱，他背着十架，到了各个地，直到他晕倒。
It was because of love that in utter loneliness, forsaken by the Father, he bore our sins when he was nailed to the cross.
正是因为他的爱。他在极度的孤独中背负遗弃，在十字架上承受我们的罪。
It was because of love that he faced the wrath of God against our sins on the cross.
正是因为他的爱，他在十字架上，面对的神对我们的罪的愤怒。
Also, as we look at the Lamb of God,
同时，当我们看着神的羔羊的时候
，we see him paying the penalty of our sins with his own blood.
他以他自己他以他自己的血来来付我们罪的代价。
As he cries out before he dies, it is finished.
就像他在死之前，他哭喊着说，
Not only,
完了，成了。
It is finished, not only accomplishing God's plan so that all who believe Jesus can be saved.
他最后说成了，不仅仅是完成了神的计划。更是因为完成了神的计划以后，所有的信徒能够被得救。
But that Greek word "tetelestai," it is finished, also means paid in full.
那这个希腊语说 "tetelestai," 它的意思也是不仅仅是指成了，当然它的另外一个意思也是被付清了。
The penalty for our sins paid in full.
我们罪的惩罚被付清了。
We also see the wrath of God fall upon him for our sins.
我们也看到，为了我们的罪，
In Romans 5, 8 and 9, it says, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
罗马十五章八节说：“唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。”
In other words, if we have been declared righteous in Christ,
那用另外一句话说，如果我们已经就是在基督里成了义
，then of course we are also saved from the wrath of God against our sins.Because he already drank the cup of God's wrath against our sins for us down to the last drop.
同时呢，也是当然就是我们的罪呢，正是因为，基督耶稣已经喝了这杯，为我们喝了，神愤怒的这一杯，那我们的罪呢，已经被赦免了。
And as we look at the Lamb of God,
当我们看着这个神的羔羊
we see our sins given to him.And his righteousness given to us.
我们就看到了，就是我们的罪加到了他的身上，他的义加给了我们。
In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
在格林多，后书五章二十一节说。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的人。
The type of righteousness or goodness that we need before God, before we are acceptable before Him, must be a perfect righteousness.
那在神能够在神能够啊神能够接受的这个义呢，一定要是完完全全的义。
That has to come from God Himself.
这个义一定要从神自己那里来。
It cannot come from us trying to be good.
这不能从我们自己说想要成为义。
Because the Bible tells us that before this perfect God, our goodness, our righteousness before Him is like filthy rags.
因为这里说，就是在这位完美的神的面前，我们自己所谓的义呢，在他面前呢，就像是污秽的衣服。
In Isaiah 64:6, it says, All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
在以赛亚64章6节说，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们。
This is what we look like before God without Jesus.
在这就是在神面前如果没有耶稣基督的话，我们就像污秽的衣服。
But it says in Romans 3:21-23, But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, apart from trying to be good enough by obeying God's law, has been made known to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God, comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十一节说：“但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来了，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义。因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。”
There was once a story is told of a missionary in China, who was trying to help the Chinese people understand righteousness.
有一个故事说，曾经有一位就是宣教士在中国的宣教士，他想要帮助中国人理解这个义这个意思。
And they just couldn't understand it.
但是他们呢没有办法了解。
So one day he came across an ancient Chinese graphic for the word righteousness.
有一天呢，他看到这个中国古代这个象形字，这个义的这个象形字。
And the character on top, or the graphic on top, was that of a lamb.
那这个字的上面半部分呢，是一个羊。
And the graphic on the bottom was simply the word I.
字的下半部分呢，其实是一个我。
So the missionary took this word, this graphic, to the Chinese people and said to them, I, under the lamb, have the righteousness I need before God.
那这个宣教士呢，把这个字呢拿给中国人看，跟他们说，你看，我在羊的下面， 那我就有了在神面前所需要的这个义。
And the people understood it.
那当时人就明白了。
And they asked him, "Who is the lamb under which we must be under?"
那当时他们就问他，那个羊，我们要在他下面的这个羊是谁呢？
And he gave them this verse in John 1:29, which is our verse that we have already read.
他就把这段经文，约翰一章二十九节，我们读过的这段经文给了他们。
Before I go to my last point.
在我要讲我最后一点的时候
I just want to note that from John 1:29, we see that John always pointed people to Jesus.
我希望大家能看到，就是从约翰一章二十九节也可以看到，就是，约翰呢总是把人指向耶稣。
He never pointed people to himself.
他从来嘛没有把人指向他自己。
For him, it was always look unto Jesus.
对他来说呢，他总是看呐。
In John chapter 1:27, he says, "He, meaning Jesus, is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie."
在约翰一章二十七节说，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。这个他就是耶稣基督。
And when the disciples of John, the followers of John, were upset because more people were going to Jesus and going away from John.
那耶稣的门徒呢当时不高兴了，因为他们看到更多的人呢去找耶稣基督了，而不是来找约翰。
He says in John chapter 3 verse 30, "He," meaning Jesus, "must become greater, I must become less."
然后他就说在约翰三章三十节说，他必兴旺，我必衰微，这个他就是耶稣基督。
John is an example to us to always point people to Jesus and never to ourselves.
约翰对我们来说是一个很好的榜样，要把人带到耶稣面前来，而不是带到我们自己面前。
The last statement I want to look at today is "Worthy is the Lamb."
那最后一点，我希望大家看到的是，羔羊是配得的。
This is a statement that we see in the future in heaven.
这一点呢，是其实我们以后在天国上所能看见的。
But for those of us who are believers, it is true even in the present.
但是呢，对我们信徒来说呢，即使在当时，现在也是现在来说也是真实的。
For we can worship Jesus even now in this way.
因为我们现在也可以用同样的方式来敬拜耶稣基督。
In Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 and 12.
在启示录五章十一节十二节。
Revelation tells us about future events.
那启示录呢是告诉我们以后要发生的事情。
It says, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.'"
启示录五章十一十二节说，我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、赞颂的。
Throughout the book of Revelation, the Lamb of God is the focus of attention.
在启示录这本书里面，神的羔羊就是这个焦点。
Not only because of all that he has done,
并不是因为说他所做的。
In his death and in his resurrection,
他的死和他的复活。
But also because of who he is.
但是更是也更是我们知道这位神是何等伟大的一位神。
It says in Revelation chapter 5 verse 6, John says, "Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth."
在启示录五章六节说，我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
If you were to paint a picture of John's vision of the Lamb here, it would look pretty grotesque.
如果你要根据约翰在这里所描述的这个羔羊来画一幅画的话，这幅画可能看去是很怪异的。
But if we look at it symbolically, it gives us spiritual truth.
但是如果我们看到它所象征的意义的话，它就我们就能看到它看到属灵的真理。
Seven is the number of perfection.
七是一个完美的数字。
And here we see that the Lamb is the one who has perfect power, represented by the horns.
我们在这里看到就是羔羊在这里这神的羔羊有一个完美的能力，完美的大能。
He has perfect knowing or wisdom, represented by the seven eyes.
他有一个完美的智慧，就是眼睛。
He also has perfect presence, the seven spirits sent out.
他是完美的存在的，这就是这里所说的神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去。
Omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence.
全能、全知、无所不在。
The attributes of God.
这就是神的特性。
For the Lamb, Jesus Christ, is none other than God the Son.
那这羔羊耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
And when Jesus came to earth, the Lamb of God was a symbol of meekness.
当耶稣来到世上的时候，神的羔羊所象征的是温柔。
He was a symbol of humility, despised and rejected by men.
他所象征的是谦卑。是被人鄙视和弃绝的。
The lamb that was slain for the sins of mankind.
为了人的罪，这头羊是被杀的。
But now in heaven, we see countless numbers of angels singing, "Worthy is the Lamb."
但是在天上，我们看到千千万万的，千千万万的，天使都在唱。
As they worship the Son of God.
他们千千万万天使在敬拜这位神的羔羊。
You know, as you read Revelation in heaven, there is no sense of the Lamb of God being meek and humble.
我们所看到的这个神的羔羊在天上的神的羔羊呢，没有温柔和谦卑。
Actually, we see judgment by the Lamb.
但是呢，我们看到的呢是审判。神的羔羊的审判。
And in heaven, we see the wrath of the Lamb against those who have rejected Him and have not had their sins forgiven.
在天上，我们看到了就是，神的羔羊的愤怒对那些还没有接受他的。
In Revelation 6:16, it says of those who reject Jesus, they call to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
在启示录六章十六节说，向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
But all those who receive Jesus, their sins are forgiven.
但是对那些所有已经接受主耶稣基督的，他们的罪已经被赦免了。
And their names are recorded in the Lamb's book of life.
他们的名字已经被记录在羔羊的生命册上。
And those are the only ones who will enter into heaven.
这些人就是能够进入天国的人。
As it says in Revelation 21:27, nothing impure will ever enter it.Nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life.
在启示录二十一章二十七节说，凡不洁净的，并那行可证与虚荒之事的，总不得进那城。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进去。
So as I bring this message to a close,
在我们结束之前。
If there's anyone here today, in person or online, who does not yet know Jesus,
如果在这里有人还不认识基督耶稣的，或者你在网上敬拜的，你还没有认识基督耶稣的，
now is the time of God's grace.
现在就是接受神的恩典的时候。
Now is the time for you to respond to the love of God.
现在就是你应该要回应神的爱的时候。
However, if you reject Jesus.
但是如果你仍要拒绝神
In the future, as you stand before him after you die,
在未来在你死后当你站在基督耶稣的面前
you will face his holiness.
那你面临的就是他的圣洁
shown by his judgment and wrath against your sins in the absence of grace.
他的圣洁是照耀在照耀在他的正义和他的愤怒之下的。
And given the uncertainty of the times that we are in,
那现在我们其实并不知道我们还有多少时间。
None of us here can know how long how much longer we have to live.
我们, 在座的没有一个人知道我们能够还能够活多久。
And for those here who are believers,
在我们这里我们已经是信徒的人来说,
may our worship of the Lamb not only be with our lips, but also with our hearts.
我们希望我们的敬拜,我们对羔羊的敬拜不仅仅是在我们的嘴唇上,但更在我们的内心。
In our love for him.
在我们对他的爱里面。
Which is most clearly shown by our obedience to him as Lord.
我们的爱呢,其实呢,最明显的就是显示在对他的顺服之下。
And by living in readiness for his return at any time.
我们并要,我们并且要准备好神随时再来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we do come before you.
我们亲爱的耶稣基督,我们来到你面前。
Indeed, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
事实上,我这,神的羔羊是配得的。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you gave up the glory that you shared with the Father from the beginning.
亲爱的耶稣基督,我们感谢你,我们感谢你放弃了与父在一起的荣耀。
And you came down to this earth to be a bond slave.
你来到了这个世界上成为一个奴隶。
Not only to serve the Father, but also to serve us.
不仅仅是为了去服侍神,更来服侍我们。
You bore our sins in your own body on the cross.
你用自己的身体在十字架上承受了我们的罪。
And you gave to us Your righteousness.
你把你的正义给了我们。
Lord Jesus, may we be living our lives for you in these last days.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们希望在最后的时日当中，我们能够把我们的日子交给你。
May we not be ashamed to make you known to all who are around us.
愿我们向周围的人诉说耶稣基督的时候，我们。
In all that we say, in all that we do, may you be glorified in our lives.
但愿我们所说的，我们所做的，在我们生命当中都能够荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.